Carnival Cruise Line has made two changes to their debarkation process. The first one involves how guests get their luggage tags. Luggage tags will now be available at a designated area to pick up on the last day of your cruise. They will no longer be delivered to your stateroom. Also, no more filling out those blue custom forms if you have nothing to declare. However, if you reach that duty-free allowance threshold, you will be required to fill one out. Three Norwegian Cruise Line ships have officially completed a bow to stern makeover, part of the line's Norwegian Edge program. Norwegian Breakaway underwent a two-week dry dock in France to get a new rock and roll bar and lounge, upgraded accommodations, and enhancements to the Bliss Ultra Lounge. Norwegian Sun received the popular Mexican cantina Los Lobos. And Norwegian Star received a Spice H2O adults-only area, upgraded accommodations, and a VIP area added to the casino. For a full breakdown of the dry dock enhancements, visit cruiseradio.net. And he's calling it a case of mistaken identity. That's what one couple is saying after being booted from a Holland America cruise ship. 65-year-old Mr. Chan was accused of pushing a Holland America Line crew member and was booted off the ship in Helsinki. Mr. Chan says it wasn't him. Holland America said in a statement, "The safety, security, and comfort of our guests and employees is Holland America Line's highest priority." The couple had to fly back to their San Francisco home only 5 days into their 24-day sailing. And a look at Friday's closing bell. Carnival closed at 59.60, up 26 cents. Norwegian Holdings closed at 50.61, down 34 cents. And Royal Caribbean closed at 113.64, down 54 cents. For more in-depth coverage and cruise stories, visit cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.